Yam Semen Vav Sif Beit. Yesh Noyagim Others have a minig Lahamtin Levoyach on the Tilos Yadayim Ad Boyam Lebeis HaKnesses. Others have a minig that they wash on the Tilos Yadayim at home, but they did not make the broche at home. Ad boyam lebeis haknesses, till they come to shul, umesadrin oisoi im shach habroches. And then, when they come to shul, they say all the broches, until shedayim, asheyotza, lakay nesham, and then they say, o bichas hashacha. So, al koponim anegei alonu, they washed on the till, they washed with a keli, and they did not make the broche right away. They wait to make the broche on the till of Shadayim when they come in shul, and then they say al to Shadayim with all other broches. Uvenei Svorad loinoa gokein. But the Bnei Svorad don't have such a minig. And what is their minig? Their minig is when they wash their hands at home. They make all the tilas yadayim at home. They are not mafsik between the netila and the broche. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Sivkot and Zayin. Lahamtin. That others wait to make the broche when they come to shul. Kabbalah me Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid. So there's a Kabbalah from Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid. Ayoytzei mi beisoi lebeis haKnesset. Kaidim she yispalo. Before he's going to daven. Yoymer posik Shema Yisrael. So there's a Kabbalah from Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid from the daily Rishonim, the Bali Teisvissen, that before, as one leaves his house, he should say Shema Yisrael. And it would seem that the purpose of saying the Shema Yisrael is a shmirah. When you leave the house, you say Shema Yisrael, and this is a shmirah, or there's another tayelus for this. So one should say this. Avol. So there's a gewaldike maile of saying Shema Yisrael when he leaves his house. But there's a problem. Let us elaborate on the problem, then we'll see the Mishnah Berurah. The mitzvah of Kriya Shema, lechatchila, should be said with the Birkas Krishma before and after. That means Krishma Shel Shachas, we say Yaitzaloyer, Avorabo, that's the Shnaim Lefonel, that's how Birchas Krishma should, that's the proper oifen how Birchas Krishma should be said. That that's the proper oifen how the Krishma should be said. Krishma, the mitzvah of Krishma should be said with Shtayim Lefoneo V'Achas Lacher. That's how the Krishma should be said. Now, this person, he's leaving his house, and there's a school to say Shema Yisrael. There's an Indian to say Shema Yisrael. So mitzah the Indian, gavaldik, it's a choshim Indian. But it could very well be, if we hold mitzvahs ein triches kavone, so he did something, he lost the oifen how to say Krishna properly. That means, according to other shitas, one is Makayim, the mitzvah, the raita of Krishma with the first pasuk, Shema Yisrael. So he just said the Shema Yisrael, and he's yoytze the Shema Yisrael, because the whole mitzvah saying Tzrichas Kavon, he's yoytze the Shema Yisrael. And so what did he do? He was yoytze Shema Yisrael, not in the proper oifen. Chazal wanted he should be Yoytze Shema Yisrael with Shtayim Lefoneo, Yoytzerer, Abrecha Bach Yisrael, and Gal Yisrael, because I wanted the mitzvah should be said in a proper oifen, and by him saying Shema Yisrael, he lost the mitzvah. It's now not being said properly. Avo Yechaven Shulei Losis is a mitzvah Sesed Dikrishma. So he says, Al Koponim, we can chaparain the Kabbalah of Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid, but Le'idach Kiso, one should be Mechaven, not to be Mechaven the mitzvah of Krishma. So he has the Kabbalah, and he's mekayim the mitzvah properly. Agabuch, let's go off on a tangent for 1 minute. We have the same problem every Leil Shabbos. Every Leil Shabbos, the Magen Avraham says, when one davens Ma'ariv, Leil Shabbos, he says, Baruch Ata Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos, in Shemayna Esrei, he's mekayim the mitzvah Esa Deraisa of Kiddush. There's a mitzvah Deraisa Zocher v'shomer, aber kabam this mitzvah deraisa, and he's mekayim the mitzvah deraisa. But what is he doing? He's not being mekayim it properly, because the mitzvah deraisa properly, it should be zochreyu al hayayin, the kiddush, the mekavish haShabbos should be said with a koish al yayin lefono. So therefore, we also have the same problem. So others say, so when one says Mekadesh HaShabbos, Leil Shabbos, he should think, I don't want to be into the mitzvah of Kiddush. I'm saying that Mekadesh HaShabbos for the mitzvah of Shemayna Esrei. That's one of the brachas of Shemayna Esrei, Mekadesh HaShabbos. But I do not want to be into the mitzvah of Kiddush Hayayim, because I want to be into the mitzvah of Kiddush Hayayim properly, which is Al Hayayim, the same Indian. That's Mr. Bula says here. Elohim came, Yorei Sheyavel Zman Krishma. But if he has a fear that could be when he goes to Shul, when he comes up to Krishma, could be he'll be Yorei Zman Krishma. Perhaps it depends who's davening Shachis and how long the Kelodin will be. About Koponim, there could be a fear that if he won't say Krishma now, so he might be Oyvaz Lizman Krishma. Vayin lakamen besoyde simim and vod mashe kasavna ve Mishnah Berurah sham. And ba'etzem, there the Mishnah Berurah says, if there is such a fear that he might miss the Zman Krishma, or maybe he won't miss the Zman Krishma. So then, again, we have this problem. If he'll miss this man Krishma, she should zichah say it now, so he'll have at least this man Krishma bismana. If he won't miss this man Krishma, so then al koponim, if he won't miss this man Krishma, so then al koponim, he's saying Krishma without the brachas. So there it says, I think it's brought down from Rabbi Kivega, that if he has a suffix, what's going to happen, he should learn Krishma on a Tanai. And the Tanai should be, if later I'll make this man Krishma, so I'm a Chavanah to be Yotze. But won't make this man Krishma, I'm a Chavan to be Yotze. So Kaponim, here we're speaking about, he's saying Shema Yisrael, which could be the mitzvahs of Krishma Deraisa. So Al Kaponim, he should, if there's a problem, he might miss his man Krishma, so then he should make a tnai. If he won't miss, so he should be mechavan. I don't want to be yotze with this Krishma. Now, let's go back to the mechaba. The mechaba says, others had a minig, that they washed their hands in the house, they made the broche on the tilas yadayim in shul. So he says, now this minig, this two minhagim, but this minig is only im hoylich miyad lebeis haKnesset. So that means, let us make it real interesting, he lives next door to the shul. When he's going to come to the shul, he's going to say, oh, birchas hashach. And he wants to say, it's starting the birchas hashach, and then he says, the rest of the birchas hashach. So there's a mahalach. There is such a mahalach. That's if he's going from the Netilah to the Shul. Aval im loy meid acha Netilah, but what is if he washes his hands at home? He washes his hands at home, and then they're not going to start davening. Now there's a good 3/4 of an hour before he has to be in Shul. So in these 3/4 of an hour, he'll learn something before davening, which is Amorah Dikazach. V'choshken shemamsik b'sicha b'teilo, or if he's killing time instead of utilizing the time, by samasay shmuzin, they're going to daven in 3/4 of an hour. V'achas ha'oylech l'beisek nesis, mabor shaman n'tilos yedayim, l'kul alma l'yovit shapah. This is zicha, not the proper thing to do. You wash your hands, and we'll wait 3/4 of an hour, and then I'll be mitzada on the tilas yadayim together with the bichas hashach. I'm sorry, Rabbi, you washed the tilas yadayim. So after which you should make you wash with a keli. After which you should right away make on the tilas yadayim, unless you're going straight to shul. The yesh hefsegodol benetila lebroche uchlu akame. Okay. So we have these guidelines. Oysam shaimrim tilim koidem al netila shedai. So other people, he had, well, two types of people. One learned before he went to shul. One schmoozed before he went to shul. There's a third cat that's a tilim before they go to shul. This is the three hakdomis before the dav. So al kain oisam shaimrim tilim koidem al netilas yadayim. He says tilim, and then he's going to go to shul and be misad on tilas yadayim asher yotza bichasapek. Lo yofahim oisim. Not perhaps the gadol. Kosav halavush she'oisam shaimrim tilim toiv yoser she'yemru koidem hatfileh ayin shomata. Now this is a very interesting and enlightening Lavush. I'd like to elaborate a little on what he said. He says as follows. There was a minig that Eden used to say Tilim before the davening. So the Lavush says, Ika haminig La'amiris ha'mizmoirem shel tilim before the davni, hu mimah shekosav b'sharei oira. It's not time as they were saying tilim. There's an inyan to say mizmoirei tilim before the davni. What's the inyan? Shehu la'avriach ha'mekatregim koidem ha'tfile kedei she'tale achakach b'sholim. So he says, Amorah Dikazach, which is shedding light to all of us, a person that davens properly, he davens b'kavone, and he's saying, there is no guarantee that his tefillah will go up. It can get stuck before it goes up l'shamayim. Now, how did this happen? Because there are mekatregim who are mekatreg on this person, and they prevent the tefillah from going up. There's such a thing. So a person can daven properly, and there are mekatregim. So we'll see soon. V'shelochem, and therefore, kolam David mizmoirim al shem shehem mechatchim lehem derech lalei satfilah miloshen hakosu v'koras hazalzalim v'mazmeiros. Now this is a posik in Yeshaya, Kapitel Yitches, posik A. And the art scroll translation is posik, he will cut down the young branches with pruning hooks. So we are speaking about that there is a path, and there are branches which are preventing the person from going through. They're blocking this path. The koras, so in order to enable that he should be able to go through, the koras azalzalim, so he'll cut down the branches with pruning hooks. So mazmeiros are knives which cut down branches. Zokta levush is zokta levush that he brings from the Shari Yoyre. That is one of the reasons we say psuki de zimre before birchas krishmi. Now what psuki de zimre is? Zimre is pruning hooks. Before we want a daven, we say psuki de zimre. Let's elaborate a little more. Psuki de zimre, that means like this. If I'm going to daven to the Rabbeinu Shalom, Rabbeinu Shalom, give me panos and give me health, give me... that's the tula in the Mekatrigim. The tula has to go through the Rabbeinu Shalom of Mekatrigim. What? Give him panos. He deserves panos. He deserves health. This tula just doesn't go up too far. The Mekatrig, he doesn't deserve this. So the tula can't go up. So there are barriers from the Moki Matzila to the Shemayim. That's if he starts doubling about himself. But he starts saying Suki to Zimra, the praises of the Rebbeinu Shalom, and then he says praises of the Rebbeinu Shalom. Now, the Mekatrig is, please, I'm not talking about myself. I'm talking about the Rebbeinu Shalom. So they have nothing what to do. So this creates an open path. I can get through. They go out of the way. He's saying Shvachim of the Rebbeinu Shalom. So Memele, so now after we say, if we finish Yishtabach, now we can start talking about Rabba, we can start being Mesovah, same Belibena. We just cleared the path. So now the Tiller will go up. That is the reason why we say Psuki de Zimre before Birchas Krishmi. The Psuki de Zimre is a lotion of pruning cooks, of seers that cut away the Mekatrigim. So now the Levush said, so there were people who wanted to make sure that they'll have a real clear path. So before davening, they said Tillim. That's the Levush. So now let's see the last Levush. Kosova Levush, Oysom Shaimrim Tilem, Tabyosa Shaimri Kaidematzvila, Ayin Shamatam, this is the time. If you say Tilem and you want to know to say Tilem before the davening or after the davening, so Levush says say before the davening, because this Tilem will enhance the Psuki de Zimra, so you have a greater force, a cutting force, of making a path that the Tfilah should go through. That's what the Levush said. But if one looks in the Levush properly, the Levush said, look, it matters which Tfilah you're saying. If you're going to say, Yan Hashem B'Yom Torah, no. That Tfilah is not an Indian to say before the davening. That Tfilah you should say after the davening. Because before the davening, we have to make sure that the path is clear. So the tilim of bakoshes, that the levushes, that's what you say after the davening. But the tilim of shvachos, that means if a person can jump around in the kapitlach, this tilim is a shvach, is a praise to the Rebbeinu Shalom. So this tilim you should say before the davening. That's pshat in the levush. Ayin shamatav. No, that's before. Yeah, that's he's adding on to the Psuki de Zimra. That's but the Psuki de Mezicha this time. Now that was other Sam Shemini. What? No, they were shy. It doesn't say what they did. They were misbinding them. The Chassidim of Rishonim, they waited an hour to focus on what they're doing, on what they're davening. Before the davening, that means they had a focus. They didn't jump from the bed to the Baruch Shama. That means they had a focus of Nemi Atoim, and they had to prepare themselves. It took them an hour to prepare themselves, an hour at tefillah, and an hour afterwards to bring themselves down from where they were to this world. That was the Chassidim HaRishayim. But he was speaking about that we were not on that madrega that we can properly focus what tefillah is and put our kaponim. So we're doing pulas that can contribute to the Kabbalah of tefillah. Leinogu came, but the minik svard was, they washed their hands on the tefillah shadayim. They said, then on the tefillah shadayim. They didn't wait till they come to shul. Vaskoma sachoinim, leinogu kanshe shvorat, shvoyla hafzik lecha tefillah, bein birkas on tefillah shadayim, vanatila, don't say the broche. That should be, it should not be close to the Tilo Shaddai. Ela meyad sheneitu yodo toich levoich al the Tilo Shaddai. Ach! So my mail is, so let us just see what these words mean. So theoretically, these words mean, a person wakes up in the morning, he gishes negovasa, to say right now, Tilo Shaddai, that's what it means. Yeah. But ach, that's the proper thing to do. You wash your hands before you do anything else. Say not to Shaddai. Ach, im ba'eisha noitul yodo. But when he's washing his hands, utzorich l'nekovo. When he washes his hands, he has to masay srocho. Shafilu medivrei toira also. So if he has to go to the bathroom. He woke up in the morning. He washed his hands. So I just told you, you know what you do now? Make on Tilo Shaddai. I'm not up to making on Tilo Shaddai now because I feel I have to go to the bathroom. So then, ain't we lavoich on Tilo Shaddai? I see. I said, so don't make right away on Tilo Shaddai. We lavoich on Tilo Shaddai. If he has an urge, he's not even allowed to learn if he has this urge. That means, this urge that he has is not such a strong urge, and theoretically, he can wait 72 minutes with this smaller. Then after 72 minutes, it can get much stronger. But for 72 minutes, he has a urge, which is not too strong. So what should he do? That means even this urge is not a strong urge. Al koponim, he should not make any brachas now. Since he has an urge, what? No, this is a shir. We're talking about like this. We'll soon see. There are different shiurim in an urge that a person has. Lasishrocho. That means a person could have an urge, but it's a slight urge. And theoretically, this urge, which is a slight urge, will last till 72 minutes. Last more is not, but we're talking about, let's say, it will last 72 minutes. After 72 minutes, it'll have a strong urge. Now, so we'll see Meikir Adin upon Davin Shimonesra like that, he's Yosef. Because in a period of 72 minutes, he only has a slight urge. Now let's go a person that, in 50 minutes, he'll have a strong urge. So then, this is much worse. Then, so it's called, soon he'll have a strong urge. So then, the Mishnah Berurah says, so then the halacha is, the schumos by Shmenes, we'll come to these halachas. But if he has a slight urge, which he knows by himself that in a span of time less than 72 minutes, he'll have a strong urge, then he's not allowed to learn. He's not allowed to learn and not allowed to make brachas. That means he should make any brachas. Then he should take care of this urge right away. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. So Mishnah Berurah just said in Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah just said, Shafilu b'divrei Torah also, yeah. That he's also, yeah, Bafilu Yochlam, that's my part, in the book, to some she has a trocha. Yeah. Yivach on the Tilda Shaddai. So, Akapan the Mishnah Berurah said such a loch. A person gives Nekovasa, and he has a slight urge to go to the bathroom. So Mishnah Berurah says, don't make any broches, the Chatchila, you should go to the bathroom, and then, that why she ends again and make on the till she die. What? Kaponim, so he should zicha do it. I mean, he should zicha. He's saying if he has a slight urge, you should not make any brachas, and you should place a trochov, and then he should do it. But I'd like to mention this Amiradike Yisod from the Stipler. The Stipler says Amiradike Yisod, and he says, and the Stipler was noig like this. The Stipler brings an Eishel Avrom in Kaina Vigra Sechelakal of Semenshina in Hei. He brings a Psak from the Eishel Avrom. The Chol Hargoshes Tzorech and the Kovim. That means a person has an urge, but if he'll be Messiah Das from that, and he'll think of something else, and when he thinks of something else, he won't have this urge at all. This urge will be delving on the urge, will get thrown in the shoulder, but if I'll upon him, if through Hesach Hadas he'll get involved in something else, Al-Havdol-Havdol will start a chess game, the urge will go away. He'll, about Kaponim or any other thing, that through Hesach Hadas, I'm not thinking about this urge, he won't feel this urge. So then the Eishel Avrom says, so that urge halachically doesn't have a din of a marriage. So he can daven, he can make brachas. And they bring a maisa from the Stipler. The Stipler was once by the Kaisel, and they asked someone to show him where the bathroom is. And somehow it would be very difficult for him to go to the bathroom. So he said, she started davening. That's this, he was Seymach on the Eishel Avrom, says Allah, Banki be Seymach on this. So Al Kaponim, this is Amiradike Kula, that there's an urge that Hesach Hadas won't help. I mean, he feels he has to go. That urge we have to reckon with. But there's an urge that can become bottle to that it is Messiah Das of it, and he starts thinking about other things. So that does not have a din of a hergish that's mechayi, that shaps halach is on it. Fine. So now, let's just know what we learned till now. He says it's preferable a person should not push off talmetilus yadayim. He washes his hands in the morning, so if he has an urge to go to the bathroom, go to the bathroom, and then make talmetilus yadayim right away, and don't push off talmetilus yadayim till later. Yivorech on Tushadai Vashayot. V'ayin lakam on B'shem and Tadik Beis, Yifalot Balom and Mishnabur, Shom Tez, Yisalach. V'ayla B'shem and Dalbe Mishnabur. Shekosav Nurshom, this are halachas which are murdik negev. B'shem Achaye Yoto. Shlechatchile Yoyse Toiv Lahantim V'lavorech on Etilos Yadayim. As la'acher shemenake atzmai v'reitze le'ispalo. Now, the Chayodim says halacha, let us just briefly mention, why does one make a Netilas Yadayim in the morning? So the Shitas HaRosh is, we make a Netilas Yadayim because a person is going to daven, and he has to daven with Yadayim Nekiyas, so the Melech, that's he make a Netilas Yadayim. Now, according to the Rosh, let's say a person wakes up 5 o'clock in the morning. He wakes up, he gives his nekavas, his sheyotra, and everything, does everything. He'll start davening 7 o'clock. Between 5 and 7, perhaps he'll go 2 more times to the bathroom. When he's going to start davening, now he has to make sure that he has yodayim nikiyas, that he has clean hands. And that was the purpose why the mesakna on the tilas yodayim. So according to the Rosh, this is what the Shani Tshuva says: when I wake up, I wash my hands, then I go to the bathroom, I say, then I should say, until Shaddai Vashayot. According to the Rosh, Shem B'Shamay, I said, until Shaddai. And the purpose of the until Shaddai Vashayot, Shaddavin V'Yaddai in the keys, he went 2 more times to the bathroom. So you made an until Shaddai then, which did not enable him to daven b'nikis because he davened 2 hours later. So according to the Rosh, this halacha is very so don't say on the Tulis Yadayim then. Chayodim says, you know when you say on the Tulis Yadayim, you're up to davening already, right before that you went to the bathroom. That's the time to say on the Tulis Yadayim. No. Ashayotah, you say, yeah, on the Tulis Yadayim. On the Tulis Yadayim, you should say once. So according to the Rosh, Yizicher should say, according to the Rosh, Yizicher should say right before the davening. Now just one second, what's it called? No, Yizicher was shehid, but on the Tilas Yadayim, that's right. Or it could be before you go to the shul, you go to the bathroom then, and now you're up to davening. Now you should say on the Tilas Yadayim. So that means when you wake up in the morning, don't take the siddur and start going on Tilas Yadayim. No. You say Ashayotza. And that means if you think that before I'm going to daven, I'll have to go to the bathroom again, so then on the Tilas Yadayim before is worthless. The whole takona was that you should daven be a dying nekiyas by shachis. Siddur, that's right. You should.
I woke up 5 o'clock. You said my daven didn't start to daven.
Shiyata, you said. But Shemayna Esra, I mean, talking davening. Haidu, Bar Shama, Ishtaba. What?
Maybe I did not feel clearly.
Yes.
You said I have to do next exercise to daven?
Yes, that means. No, 1 second. If you woke up 5 o'clock and you're going to start davening 7 o'clock, and between 5 and 7, you woke up 5 o'clock, went to the bathroom 5 o'clock. Before 7 o'clock, 5 to 7, before I'm going to daven, I have to go to the bathroom again, and then I'm up to davening. So the Chayodom says, don't say on the Tilas Yadayim 5 o'clock, the first time you washed your hands, because the Ikar Bracha of on the Tilas Yadayim was Niskan, that I should be Mispalo B'Nikiyus. So the Bracha that I made.
But I wasn't a midway. I finished. I don't come to the Nakhatu Davin.
No, 1 second. But before 7 o'clock at davening, will you go to the bathroom?
Yes.
Oh. So if you can go to the bathroom 5 to 7, so there's you're not allowed to daven 7 o'clock before you wash your hands. That is the takone.
But I wash with it, my home. I wouldn't think the 10
times. The mishmah is good, but 5 to 7, your hands are tome. They're not clean.
Why? Tome from what?
You went to the bathroom 5 to 7.
I didn't in my house. 7 o'clock now.
Well, 5 to 7. What happens 5 to 7? You're going to go to the bathroom?
My shoes,
not touching your shoes. I'm asking you, 5 to 7, they're going to go to the bathroom again. After the mikveh, you want to the mikveh?
I'm 1 o'clock in the afternoon after lunch.
No. After lunch, shachas, not minche. Shachas.
Oh, it's a unique case.
Unique shachas. Every shachas. Every time shachas. Yeah, it's not unique. We don't shachas.
Why?
Okay, that we won't talk about. We're talking about the natilus yadayim of shachas. The Vilna Goyen said a bracha by minchos, but we don't pass like that. Oh, kaponim.
Yes. Yadayim of kaniyot.
No, but here also, if he was, the Yidayim became Tomei before davening, so he has to wash his hands. So that's why, so the Chayodim says, so don't make all the Tillis Yidayim 5 o'clock, because you wash your hands without accomplishing the purpose of the Netilah. You'll have to wash your hands again 7 o'clock. So the bracha should be said when you wash your hands and you're accomplishing able to do. But let's just go a little further. Let's finish this. No. They want the second two brachas. The bracha is the tzeichah tefillah. That's another tzeichah. No, make a bracha. No, the bracha was the tzeichah tefillah according to the Rosh. It's a chacham can say. No. That's what my tzitz. Yeah, okay, that you can say, we're not up to Tfilah yet. You wash your hands.
There's something that's confusing me. And also, you have a look at the location. It's not to be, Shabbat Rabbi Neshama is, but it's Zuha, Zuha Le'asher Yadav.
That's good. Yashay Yossi said, 5 o'clock. Well, we'll see that soon. That's 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock.
No, I don't need to go to the
Tfilah. Oh, you don't need to. So since 5 o'clock, you're good till the 10?
Maybe I need to
drink. Okay, so I'm asking you. If from five... I didn't say yes. I said if you go.
Okay,
that's what we're talking about. Father was able to do once in 24 hours. I was talking about it. He doesn't have to go. Yeah, what?
The only thing is that you
fall into the spirit, but you go to the sky and you go to the sky. Till you're up to davening, yeah, let's just go a little further. Until he's up to davening. The oz yaiti lekulame, v'ayin shem bebira locha, shekesavno, v'toy v'sha'oz yisad bebircha kol tirsidayim, v'asher yotza gam sha'ar bircha yisa shachar, she said the other bracha. That means when you have to davening, she said it, till shedayim, asher yotza, shabir. Then, that means when I'm starting to daven, then, v'ayin zeh ma'ayri chayodim shekosov, ויוצא לכל העם. הבין שבביר הלוכה שבמאי שרף כוסל גם כן כחי אודם. The goyin also passes like the chay אודם. So we have it, המחלוקת. ושארי תשובה brings down, you wake up in the morning, you wash your hands, you go to the bathroom, you wash your hands again, you say, you go with the siddur, you start on תשובה שדאי ונשא יוצא. That's the שיטה of the שארי תשובה. The שיטה of the chay אודם is, You went to the bathroom, you say, Asher Yotza, and on the Tillis Yadayim, you'll push off, if you'll have to go to the bathroom again, so you push it off till you go to the bathroom, and then you say, on the Tillis Yadayim, Asher Yotza. Yeah.